The inaugural festivities actually begin today with an opening ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial. It's scheduled for 4:30 Eastern Time during the rush hour. To prevent a traffic jam, federal workers are being encouraged to use up some of their personal leave and stay home today. Commentator Jack Germain says that living in the nation's capital may seem glamorous at times, but this week isn't one of them.
For many of those who have spent most of their adult lives in this city, in my case more than 40 years, inaugural week is a nightmare. It is, in fact, the one week in every quadrennium when you should flee town. Or if that is impractical, take to your bed and pull the covers over your head. There's nothing partisan about my distaste for inaugural celebrations. I'd feel the same way if Al Gore, rather than George W. Bush, were the hero of the day. It is the mindless quality of the whole exercise. The ceremony in itself is harmless enough. These days, the inaugural address is a revised version of the new president's campaign rhetoric. We all have memories of John F. Kennedy telling us to ask not what America could do for us. But that was the last memorable thing anyone said, and that was 40 years ago. We haven't forgotten Jimmy Carter walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, but that was 24 years ago. Some inaugurals are more exciting than others, of course. When Ronald Reagan arrived, he brought with him all those people from the 19th century who finally had a good reason to celebrate. Bill Clinton ended 12 years in the wilderness for the Democrats. But the city is a mess this week. Too much traffic, too much security, too many people taking over our restaurants, endless cocktail parties, with themes that lack something in subtlety. General Motors honoring Andy Card, for example. How do they ever think of that? In case you missed it, Card is the new White House chief of staff and a former lobbyist for GM. The social highlights, you should pardon the expression, are the inaugural balls. But alas, they are a fraud. The word ball conjures up a picture of beautiful women being waltzed around the dance floor in long gowns that display their elegant necks. That's not what happens. Most of the balls are just mob scenes, in which it's impossible to get to the bar, let alone to dance. What passes for excitement is guessing when the new president will appear at your particular ball. Be still, my heart. The inauguration is, of course, a necessary historic ritual, but this year it should be held for all those folks down in Tallahassee. They deserve it.
The comments of Jack Germain, who has retired as a political columnist for the Baltimore Sun.